If you're interested in medicine and the end of life, you might want to read a new book that we want to tell you about now. This is KUOW's Marcy Silman with Book Lust author Nancy Pearl.
This is a memoir, a posthumous memoir, by a young neurosurgeon named Paul Kalanithi. And it's the story of his life and his death.
When you say young, you mean he died young?
He died young, in his 30s.
Wow.
And the title, which I thought was absolutely wonderful, comes from a poem by Baron Brook Fulke Greville. This was a young man who couldn't ever decide all through college whether he wanted to get a PhD in English because he loved literature, or whether he wanted to go to medical school because he wanted to study issues of what it means to be human, what it means to be alive, which you can approach either way. And he decided in the end to become a neurosurgeon. And when he was in his 30s, was diagnosed with multiple cancers, but primarily in his lungs. And so this is that account. But I would say, on the spectrum of who likes memoirs or how much you like memoirs, I am way to the not loving memoirs.
Right, not your favorite.
Not my favorite. And I just was blown away by this book. Now, let me just say, I found two things about the book. There's an introduction by Abraham Verghese. Now, I understand why they had an introduction by Verghese. He's a well-known, well-loved writer. He's an MD. But I didn't find that introduction useful or even necessary to the book. I just think I wish they hadn't included it. Then there's an afterword in the book, which is by his wife. And I had the same reaction. I don't understand why they had that. I don't know why they didn't end the book, end his writing, and then do a blank and then say, Paul died, and end it. She's not a terrible writer. I mean, it's none of those things. It's just that I think that this book is so perfect as it is that you don't need those extra things.
I'm curious if you would read at least the line of poetry that When Breath Becomes Air comes from. It's a very short poem, it looked like.
I think it might be part of that poem, but I don't know. You that seek what life is in death, now find it air that once was breath. New names unknown, old names gone, till time end bodies, but souls none. Reader, then make time while you be, but steps to your eternity. Another poem you don't really want to read on a gray day.
Well, you know, it's interesting to think that such a young man who wanted to explore what it meant to be human and chose one of two paths ultimately ended up at maybe his first love or a big love for him.
Well, his father was a physician, so there was that. I mean, I don't know how much that played into it, but it's just that path from childhood to manhood. I mean, it's always interesting to read about the making of a surgeon, or, you know, there have been all of those books. And I find it interesting to read how people approach death and the different ways people approach death. And I think fans of the book Being Mortal, which came out last year, will definitely want to read this. I hesitate to say enjoy.
So there's two books related to medicine and end of life. We told you about Being Mortal. We talked with the author a few minutes ago, and there you heard about a book called When Breath Becomes Air by Paul Kalanithi. Maybe your next favorite books. Thanks to Nancy Pearl and KUOW's Marcy Silman. Of course, you can find all of Nancy's picks at our website, kuow.org.